inside your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic, and this is episode number 2 of Ninja Night School. The time coordinates for such said episode, it's 9:22 in the a.m. on this Wednesday, September 21st, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the Podcast Incubator family, and we can be located at www.podcastincubator.com. If you so like, you have any questions, comments, feedback, hate mail, or any ninja challenges of doom, you can contact us at nnsradio@walla.com. Alright, so moving on, getting the show started here. Today's rant is going to be about the importance of an open mind. Yes, that's right. If we are going to imply any sort of ninja-esque associations with ourselves, then one of the things about the ninjas that was most important was their worldview. And for us, as hackers, or just wogs, or counterculture, or whatever you want to call yourself, the most important thing that you can have is your mind. Your mind is your most important weapon. Like I said last episode, man, can't nobody take your mind away from you. They can't disarm it. They can't unplug it. Like you, and if they do, man, it's game over anyway. You're dead anyway. So if somebody shuts off the brain, you know, it's gone anyway. So we need to keep our brain open. And there's an old saying, don't keep your mind so open that everything falls out. But you gotta let shit in. So, for me, what do I define as being open-minded? Well, for me, Low Tech Mystic, I define being open-minded as it's the ability to basically see beyond your own viewpoint or your own belief structure. To take your ego and to be able to set it aside. Your ego is nice. It brings you confidence and all sorts of other good things. But at the same time, man, you can shoot yourself in the foot big time with the ego. It can be your own worst enemy. So, we need to always keep that in check. And speaking of keeping in check, it's time to keep the nicotine addiction in check with a nicotine delivery device. So, as I light one up here. Yes. I am in flavor country. Alright, now, before I get too much further into this, you guys have got to go check out a speech given by a guy named Jason Kroll. Jason Kroll is a fucking awesome guy. He's tuned in, and he's thinking right. He gave a speech at the Fifth Hope that was entitled Incentive Structures, Mechanisms of Control. You can go out and you can download a copy of this speech. It's been archived at a couple different places. You can get it from the Fifth Hope's website, which is www.the-fifth-hope.org/HOP/5hope_speakers.khtml. You can also visit Jason Kroll's website, which is magicpeacefarm.com/hyena. And if you're like me and can't spell, hyena is spelled H-Y-E-N-A. You guys have to go check it out. There's no option in this. You need to go and listen to it. It's like a fucking 45-minute speech. It's one of the best ones you'll hear as far as being open fucking minded. So there's no choice about this one. You guys have to go out and do it. If you're listening to this, it's too late. All right? We've tracked you down. We have ninja assassins, man. We got like podcast ninjas, dude. They stream in with the fucking audio. All right? They're on your ass. So, because I'm a redneck and we're redneck ninjas, we got shotguns, bitches, alright? Fucking shotguns, fuck the shurikens, we got shotguns, alright? So, we're watching. You better download that shit and listen to it. But, alright, I'm gonna go get something to drink, because I'm out of tasty beverage. So, let me pause this and I'll be right back. Alright, we're back with Tasty Beverage. I hope you have yours. Okay, so I put up links to Jason Kroll and all that in show notes. You can check that out on the website. Please do. So, for me, this is kind of an important rant. I'm going to be honest here. I've attempted to record this particular episode about the open mind rant probably almost 20 times. This was supposed to be the first episode rant. I have a hard time with it. I get real sidetracked when I do this rant. I feel that if you take away anything from Ninja Night School other than a giggle, I think the most important thing that I can give to you is to help you have an open mind, being open-minded. It's the backbone that is Ninja Night School. So this is going to be a rant that just will be ongoing forever. I'm always going to be coming back to it and whatnot in future episodes. So just, this is the backbone. If nothing else, man, this is the foundation on which everything else that we're going to do is built upon here. Okay? So, what are some things that we can do here what are things that dictate or influence our viewpoint, our belief structure, okay? And growing up, there's a lot of things, you know, it's peer groups, the people we hang out with, our family, the media, the television, the TV programs, religion, just past experiences in your life. There's plenty of trauma and traumatic experiences to go around for everyone. So your ego plays a lot into it, and your fears play a lot into it. So I think if you're asking yourself, why do I need to be open-minded? I hope that I can't answer that question to you. Because maybe you shouldn't even be listening to this at this point. But I think most people who are kind of quote-unquote hacker-minded would feel that are somewhat already open-minded a little bit. And they're already going there. I'm already getting distracted here. So I'm going to bounce back to my notes here. And it's going to help keep me grounded. Yes, thank you. Podcast Incubator Radio brings you amateur radio feeds straight from podcast. That's right. Amateur like a motherfucker. Okay, so I'm going to bring to you some things that that I do to help keep myself open-minded. Things that I do to help keep me in check. Because your ego, just peer groups, stuff like that, you know, around you, there's always stuff that's constantly influencing you. And pulling you for you to be one way or another. So, you've got to remember, most important, you know, what do you want, okay? We've got one life, motherfuckers, you know, as far as I know, you know, we may come back, we may reincarnate, I don't know. But, you know, each one of us, you know, on average, we've got, what, 60, 70 years? Okay, what do you want to do while you're here, motherfuckers? Huh? What's up? What are we going to do? You going to waste it away? You gonna fucking, you know, come home and sit in front of the television every night and just drain it away? Or are you gonna, you know, get into shit? What do you want to do with your life? That needs to be, you know, your main goal. Alright? What are we gonna do? You know, what are your dreams? What are your hopes? What do you want to follow, man? You know, I don't care how long it takes me, how much shit I have to go through, how long I have to be broke and penniless. You know, I'm going to follow my dreams. I'm going to stay true, and I'm not going to compromise my beliefs. You know, that's how I am. I'm willing to quote-unquote fight for what I want. And I don't mean go out and punch fist, you know, redneck style. I mean, you know, stick with it. Hunker down and go. So, some things that I do, I say, man, beware of labels, man. It's just human nature. We label everything. You know, people talk about what's good, bad, you know, evil, good. I tend to think more, I think instead of good or bad, you know, it's more balanced or out of balance. You know, usually when things are in balance, things are good. When things are out of balance, say too much power is in one hand, shit like that, you can think of plenty of examples. Shit's out of balance, stuff gets bad. I call that evil. One thing, with people, like, there's always common ground. You know, if you go down simple enough, there's always common ground in between you and another individual. So, keep that in mind. Alright. One thing I like to do, like I said, with Ninja Night School, we're going to be hitting some weird, obscure topics. And, I do mean weird and out there. But, one thing I always like to do, to help keep myself in check, I like to use the scientific method. Yes, that's right. We all learned in freshman chemistry, our good friend, the scientific method. Let me, just for anybody out there who may not be familiar with the scientific method, or maybe forgot it, let me, be more than, happy to refresh you with it. The scientific method, consists of, basically about 5 steps. And the general idea is your first step is you're going to have your hypothesis, which is your question or just whatever dilemma that you're, the subject that you're going to tackle. The second part would be the list of materials that you are going to use in order to answer such said question or your topic. The third step would be a procedure. A list of steps and how would you use the materials in order to test your question. Your next step would be the data in which you would record all the what happened from doing the procedure. And then your last step would be the analysis and the conclusion, if there's never a concrete conclusion to come to. And this helps me out a whole lot. Let me pause. Alright, I like to use the scientific method to help keep me in check with a lot of things, because a lot of subjects or topics may sound really weird or just, I don't know, they may not mesh with my current worldview or the way I think things should be. But my main rule of thumb is, if I can't prove it wrong, I can't dismiss it, you know? I'm not going to blow shit off just because it sounds funny or it's weird or, you know, for example, God. Is there a God? You know, nobody can answer that question. You know, I believe it when I see it. Take that for what you will, but I mean, you know, that's, and I'm using my quote-unquote scientific method in my question of, is there a God? And so, I can't yet, as of right now, prove that there is one or there is not one, okay? But I've been collecting data on whether there is or there is not one, and then eventually, when I die, we'll have a conclusion to all that. But if there is a God right now, man, he's pretty pissed. And God, if you get podcasting, man, you can, like, send an email or something and let somebody know, like, if they did something to piss you off and not just ruin their fucking life. Like, damn, man. But this would bring me on to the next little tool of the mind that I like to use, which I call the gray bag, or the gray basket, or however you wish to call it. This is a concept that I have stole from a man named Stanton Friedman. I'm going to take a break real fast, and I'm going to give y'all a brief rundown of who Stanton Friedman is, because I think he's a pretty cool cat. Okay, his name is spelled, Stanton is S-T-A-N-T-O-N, his last name is Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N. So, do a web search, check it out. But he's got a B.S. and an M.S. degree in physics from the University of Chicago that he got in 1955, 1956. He was employed, let me see here. He was employed for 14 years as a nuclear physicist for such companies such as GE, GM, Westinghouse, TRW Systems, Aerojet, General Nucleonics, McDonnell Douglas, and the man worked on such projects as nuclear aircraft, fission and fusion rockets, nuclear power plants for outer space, and quite a lot of cool stuff. And then after 14 years of working for such companies, doing such work, man, he decided to give it all up, and he started working on a book, giving lectures and tours going around the country on flying saucers are real. And this is a fairly educated man talking about UFOs, and it's some interesting stuff. But anyway, that's for another show. But it was from him that I first heard the concept of the gray bag, and I really like it, and I want to share it with y'all. So the gray bag comes from the concept that some things are white and black. Like, the earth is round, okay? That's definitely a yes question, okay? There's no, you know, maybes about it, you know? That is white or black, okay? Now, things that might be gray, we could say, for example, is there a God? You know, there's no real, you know, there are some people, oh, yes, you know, but, there's many controversial topics. It's like it always comes up during election time, like abortion. You know, people would like to make that out to be a black or white subject, when in reality, you know, that's a very gray area. So, when wandering through life, we're going to come through many, many things, subjects, ideas, concepts, whatnot, that are going to be presented as black and white. And we need to recognize these things. And not put them in the black or white bag, and put them into the gray bag. And we're going to have a black, white, and gray bag, quote unquote, metaphorically speaking here. The gray bag is going to be freaking huge. We're talking like D&D, D&D style, like fucking portable hole, like, yeah, Jetsons bag style, like just huge, okay? it's my opinion that just about everything should be going in the gray bag. I really don't like to call things one way or the other until I have a whole lot of evidence to support such said conclusions. That's just me. I encourage other people to try this out. I think life is incredibly entertaining and enjoyable this way, because if you're throwing everything into the gray bag, first off, you're always questioning everything. You're thinking about what's going on. You're asking why things are going on. And even in bad situations, you're able to pull out, you know, like they say, man, there's always a silver lining to that cloud. And it's true. So, bad things happen, but maybe for good reasons. So, alright, well, starting to kind of drift there, but basically, gray bag, important, keep open-minded, don't necessarily condemn one thing to being certain or uncertain, you know, and until you can back it up to be so. Now, with being open-minded and operating with the black, with the gray bag, It takes a certain mindset, and with such said mindset, you need to remember to be flexible in your daily life, in your existence, and with other people and whatnot, man. This is where the combat with the ego is likely to take place the most. Because, you for one reason or another, maybe because of maybe something you've learned or past experience, or maybe because you've been doing something for so long, you may think that, you know the ins and outs of whatever. But in reality, there may be somebody, who may know it better. Their old saying, there's always a bigger fish. Expect the unexpected. These are important things to keep in mind. I've had a lot of shit jobs. I've worked at a lot of factories. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen one dude come over to the machine, that's having problems with, such said machine or whatever. And he's all, saying, well, I know how to do this and that and whatnot, And then after he leaves, the dude that's been standing next to me is like, well, if he hadn't been like that, I would have told him all he had to do was do this and that, and that would have fixed his problem. If he's all going to be, I've seen that happen so many times where people just, it's like they push away anybody from wanting to help them or from hearing a different point of view or, another possible way of something might be working out. And, I don't know, this blows my mind. I've been able to pick this out sometimes in people when, there's many times when I've been on a new job, stuff like that, and I can kind of almost see that situation happen, and I ask, I'll stop and I'll ask the person, hey, why, what, do you have a way, please, anytime I get a job, that's what I'm always screaming, please, help me out. You're not going to offend me. You're not going to hurt my feelings, share with me any all trade secrets you will, what I'm saying? The more I know about anything, the better I am to tackle such said task, whatever it is. And I mean, and I'm talking about good information, bad information, superstition, myth, get to know it all, man. There's some shit, you do need to take with a grain of salt. But it helps you balance out the situation. You know, you need to know how other people are thinking as well. So, like I said, if you're going to look at the whole picture, you can't focus on one part of the picture. And if you refuse to glance at one, you know, another portion of the picture, you're not seeing the bigger picture. So, for me, these are extremely important things. I tend to think, now this is just me, this ain't everybody, so don't think I'm recommending this to everybody, but I tend to try to be as humble as fucking possible. Just because it's a good way to keep the ego in check, because I can't tell you how many times, you know, you just want to smack a motherfucker in the head or something, but you know, you just want to say something dumb to somebody, but in the long run, you know, if you can be humble and keep your mouth shut, and you know, things in general go a whole lot better, and you'll be amazed sometimes at what not being rude can get you, just as far as, I don't mean like people are going to go out of their way to do shit, but just because, you know, you, instead of being rude to an individual, like say maybe everybody else is, and you're just fucking just decent, you know, you're just the fucking decent human being to fucking everybody, then everybody will treat you as the such. And this is awesome, because a lot of times these people are more willing to share information with you, and information is great. Because it is with the collection of information that we are further to add to our data, redo our materials procedure, and can come to a further analysis of the hypothesis. That's right. Alright, yeah, so anyway, like I said, I don't know, this is like an incredibly huge topic for me to think that, I don't know, I can even tackle or try to tackle in one episode or in my country bumpkin mind, but yet I attempt! Alright, earlier I was talking about, you know, why, you know, if you're asking yourself, why do I need to have an open mind? And for those individuals or whatever, if you're still listening, you know, I think I've kind of answered that a little bit. As I've been bumbling over my redneck words here. And for me, part of the reason why it's so important for me to be open-minded and all that jazz and always questioning and whatever is, because I feel for me it's important to go, quote unquote, beyond the chemicals. It like people who do research into the brains and you know, how it works and whatnot, that you know, they say that, you know, we've got like two brains, whatnot. You know, like there's the reptile brain and the mammalian brain, like the mammal brain, and like the reptile brain's like your fight or flight or your basic instincts and shit like that. And yeah, the mammal brain controls the more complex things, I guess, you know, like speech and shit like that. I'm not a brain person, so I just watched Discovery Channel a little bit. but anyway, I like, you know, and basically, I mean, you know, if you want to go scientifically about it and, you know, say there's no soul and all that, and, you know, then basically we're just, you know, what, mostly water gooped up into a fleshy shell that's just a mass of chemicals and electron pulses, you know. For me, I don't know, that's just not romantic enough for me. You know, I think there's more to us than just, you know, chemicals and flesh. That's just my personal belief. What can I say? Oh, listen to me, I'm all getting nervous. I'm talking on my radio show. Alright, anyway, yeah. But, yeah, so that's a big thing for me. Because, you know, you listen to a lot of, like, people do marketing research and, you know, shit like that. And a lot of this shit, it's going off triggered responses off how people operate, you know, how we think, you know, just what the knee-jerk reflex action should be, you know. Say, example, terrorist attack. Oh, then, you know, knee-jerk reaction, we must, you know, strike back and, you know, nuclear bomb all the terrorist countries. There's some crazy shit. For me, it's about quote-unquote breaking the mold. We're gonna use catchphrases here, motherfuckers. you know, it's to go outside the boundaries of the normal brain. You know, I want to challenge myself to I don't want to be normal. Normal is just what's average. You know, if everybody fucking thought, then, you know, like that, then that would be cool, and I'd be happy to be normal. But as it goes right now, you know, I don't want anything to do with quote-unquote normality as it stands. I don't know, man. To me, I just feel like a lot of people are walking around zombified. They're not questioning their daily life, and, you know, it's, to me, I can see a lot of examples in our modern day Western society with capitalism and the stuff the way it is, man. People just, they don't seem to be questioning. It's just, it's like, what's the term I want to use here? It's like willing slavery, you know, like, it's, you know, people are just slaves without realizing they're slaves. I don't know, I'm stumbling over my words here, so I'm going to continue to move forward here. But, you know, so, think about this, though, and, you know, get back to me, let me know, man. Because, man, I do live in Kentucky, man, I am a redneck, and there might be something in the water here. I really don't know, man, so, I could be way off here and totally fucked up. You know, if I am, hey, somebody shout out, let me know, man, because seriously. But, I don't think I am. I think I'm in a minority. I think there's plenty of us out there, but, not enough. And we are a minority. So, think outside the box. Ah, God, I can't believe I just said that. I got, like, ninjas coming for me now. Christ. Okay, well, I think I'm done bumbling over this topic for now. Like I said, this will be something we'll be bouncing back to again, over and over. I promise you. For as long as Droop's a host of show, this will be a concept that we'll be rolling back to. Like I said, this is the foundation, the backbone of Ninja Night School. It's, you know, there's an old Buddhist saying, you know, I'm into the Buddhism, just so y'all know, so expect to hear some of it. But, you know, and it was, oh shit, now I'm gonna space out on it. Pressure! But it basically had to deal with, like, you know, the hurricane tsunami season, you know, and it's like when the tsunamis and the hurricanes would come, all the trees and stuff were broken because they were rigid and stiff, but yet all the grass would survive because it was flexible. When the hard winds and rain and all that would come, it could bend. You know, so I try to use this metaphor in your life. Don't be so rigid. Remember to be flexible. And my rule of thumb, never force. If you have to force, something's wrong. That's a general thing. And sometimes, you know, quote unquote, some kind of force on some level is required. But for most part, in general things, man, I don't try to force people into, you know, believing one thing or, you know, shit like that. Remember to be open-minded. Everybody is allowed to think their own way. That's the beauty of things. That's one of the things that pisses me off so much about our modern American society. Because I sincerely, to my heart's core, freaking pisses me off! Sorry. But I felt that this country was fucking built on the fact that, you know, when I was in school, I don't know if they're still teaching this shit, but, you know, it was thought that America was a fucking melting pot. And, you know, the country was founded on the idea of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to be your fucking self. Whatever that is, you know? That should be your freedom. You know, the dude that you totally disagree with or whatever, you should relish in the fact that you disagree with that individual or that anybody has a different viewpoint from you. You should relish in that. It should fucking make you fucking, oh, just, you, yeah, yeah, dude, just, ooh, calm down. But these are things for me that makes life great. If everybody thought the same, if we were all cookie cutter fucking clones, there'd be no joy in life. That's the greatest thing in life, is going to conversations, talking to other people. This is one of the things about the internet, you know, fucking chat, instant messaging, IRC, however you want to look at, however you do it, that's the things that, part of the reason that in porn that helped the internet be so great that it is that people can get and they conversate. The dialogue, you exchange stuff back and forth, you debate. Yeah, yeah. Conversing in different ways, discussing. These things are so great. It's what makes life great. How many times do I have to say it? But yet, I turn on the TV or anything quote-unquote mainstream, and man, we're talking about African-Americans, Deca-Americans, all kinds of different, what the fuck, man? Ain't we all just, like, Americans? But does it matter if, like, dude's skin is dark or dude's skin is white or, what the fuck, man? You know, we're all Americans. You know, that shit drives me crazy. Assholes are assholes, criminals are criminals, good people are good people, whatever. They come in all shapes and sizes and all fucking colors. Okay? Keep that in mind, man. There's not just because some dude is one color or looks whatever, man, that don't mean he's any certain way. Alright? And a prime example, man, got a buddy grew out here in the country with, man. His dad was from the Middle East, but he was born here in America. And he looks like a total Arab, straight up. But he ain't nothing but a hick, man. He's just as red as me, man, if not even more redneck. And it's fucking crazy. It blows my mind, man. Yeah, and It's great to hear him talk about it, because it's good perspective. Because, I mean, he talks about, you know, that other Arabic people will just walk up to him and start talking in Arabic, you know, because he looks Arabic, you know. So they say, oh, well, you know, and it, A, it kind of freaks him out, and B, it kind of pisses him off. It's the same sense at the same time, you know, you got all these other, you know, people that are, it's just people judging a book by its cover, so to speak. And for me, this is another reason why I think the internet is so fucking great, and why we should do any and everything to always keep it alive, and for the exact reason that, man, it brings people together. When you get in a chat room or whatever, you're talking to, it's brain to brain, for the most part. There are exceptions, but, you know, you're not worried about dude's skin color, or where he's from, where he's born, how he believes, you know, what god he worships, if he worships a god, you know, all of these things. They're, you know, the only thing at hand when you're in that conversation online is that conversation, and that's beautiful. Oh, that's me, and I'm rambling on. So let's cut this up and go on to the project portion of the show. So let me get my ninja helpers to cue up the background theme music. Ninja helpers.
Ain't nothing good unless you play with it. And all that is good is nasty.
Alright, and with that, we are into the project portion of the show. So, if we remember from last episode, we had been talking about, I was going to the Proton Accelerator at Indiana University. It was called the Cyclotron Facility. There's links up on the website. It was a very cool place, I must confess. I had a really good time. The people there were just incredibly nice. And quite a diverse group of people at that, too, I might add. And it's the particle accelerator, not the proton accelerator, where they do that, too. But the device they use is called a particle accelerator. Pardon me. It was pretty cool. I took some pictures and I put it up on the website. It's up in the website, and I put it in the adventure section of the website. I made a new section, and so all the other different little trips or whatever stuff, I go out, take some pictures, think it might be cool, you know, you guys might like it or whatever, I'll share it with y'all and put it up on the website. Same thing too. Man, if you guys go to anything cool, that kind of thing, you know, hey, send me an email. Let me know. You got some pictures or something, you know what? Send them off to me, you know. Put a couple lines of text. Hey, you know, this is where we went. There's some pictures of it. You know, enjoy. Hey, you know, cool. If you want to put more text to it, if you want a little caption with each story, you know, or with each picture and make it into a little story, that's awesome, too. Yeah, and if you don't want to do that, that's fine, too. But you're welcome to if you want. I'm all about sharing information. It's great. So, but anyway, I put some pictures up on the website. Check them out. I'll walk through them right now if you want to go to Center of the Adventures part, the Cyclotron Facility. Let's see in the first picture of Low-Tech Mystic and his Pimp Binary Revolution t-shirt next to the sign. Next couple pictures are inside the little waiting room there. We got in there for the tour, and they got a little they got some pictures up on the wall of the layout of how the particle accelerator is laid out in the different parts of it. They got some little models and other stuff built in there. The next couple pictures are some of the computers and shit like that they had in there controlling the particle accelerator. I liked that shit. I thought that was pretty cool. I asked him, you know, how many servers do you have, all that jazz, you know, but nobody could give me a definite answer on that. They said they did use Linux for most of control, although you will notice in some of the pictures Windows running, so I don't know what's up with that, but yeah, whatever. But next couple shots are just as we were walking through, there's quite a few nice pictures of like radiation signs and stuff that we just walked right on by. I don't know, but there was all kinds of other people just standing there, so you know, if we got it, they got it too. I don't know. But yeah, a whole bunch of just crazy cool shit that they're going to. I don't know, it's kind of mad scientist kind of feel, you know, just to see all that crazy stuff all put up. Very neat. Let's see, there's some pictures of some Geiger counters, some other equipment. One of the things that they're working on there is, it's called neutron radiography. Let's see, there's a picture there of, like, one of the little signs, and he's telling us about it, and, I see one of the pictures there, you can kind of see, he was talking about, he was comparing it to, that X-ray, you know, and the neutron, you know, X-ray or whatever, and how that, like, if you scan something with an X-ray, like, there's pictures of two bullets, and with the X-ray of the bullet, you know, you just see that something's in there, and if you do, like, the neutron scan or whatever, you know, you can see each little grain and pellet, you know, that's in the bullet, and shit like that. Yeah. It was pretty neat looking for real, and it made me think of the little scanner thing in Total Recall. Arnold Schwarzenegger walks through that they got on Mars. I don't know. But they also had another part that they're working on. This shit was really cool. It was the proton therapy. There's some pictures of in construction. That shit was really neat. They're working with people who've got cancer, and like the way, like say, like when you go into normal chemotherapy. I said this is, I'm no means a doctor. I'm totally a redneck. This is just repeating what Mr. Physicist tour guide dude was so kind to relate to me. But, as he explained to us, like, the way basic chemotherapy and stuff like that, when they're going to irradiate the tumor or whatnot to kill it, that, the way it works, it's like the skin absorbs most of the radiation in the radiation therapy, and that's why people get so sick with the radiation therapy. It's because they have to bombard you with so much to get it through the skin to actually get to the tumor. And so they're looking at better ways to help treat cancer. And one thing they're using is the proton therapy. And if you look in some of the pictures there, the first set of pictures, you see the tour guide, he's in front of a poster there, and he's showing the pictures of a like a little white cage, and if you go after that, you can see that one of the little cage setups they're actually building. And what's going on there, the way that works is like think of a CAT scan, like how that goes, and then you know they lay you on the table and you've got to be perfectly still or whatnot, like they would do a CAT scan or whatnot of you and then take your, you know, the image of you. And then, because depending on where the tumor is or whatnot, you know, say like the tumor's like, I don't know, say it's in your belly, right? Well, okay, if he was, because the way the shit, I'm skipping around here. Pardon me. Let me have a tasty beverage and we'll start over. Alright, sorry. But now, so they need an image of the body, so they know where the tumor is in the body. Okay. Now with proton therapy, it's a more of a focused beam. And so they're actually sending a straight focus beam, and the protons will go through the skin, and they go straight through the way he talked, everything, until they hit the tumor. And then the tumor is where the proton beam is stopped and focused on. And it's a lot of stuff. It's way over my head, but it sounded really neat. But the way he was talking about it is that they have to hit you from two sides, because the beam only goes to the tumor and stops. So you have to do one session from one half of the tumor, and then, so say if the tumor was in your belly, they'd do one session with the beam coming in front of you. And then you'd have to come back for a second session where the beam would come in from your back, and they'd get the other half of the tumor. Now, they have to do the CAT scan so they know where the tumor is. And the reason they built this little cage here or whatnot for is to move the hooky-dooky proton beamer around in. Because, from what he explained, you know, you can't move the person around because stuff inside the body and whatnot shifts. So, if you're working on a picture, an image of dude laying on his back, and you move him around in the table or whatnot, then, you know, say because the beam was stationary, then, you know, you might not be hitting a tumor and you might be taking out, like, say, example, dude's liver or something. And that would just suck. Yeah, so the little cage that they build there, and it all rotates around and whatnot, it's uber-ass precise, and does all that. So it looks real cool. They're doing all kinds of testing there, use your imagination. But it looks really cool, and it may help us out. So, yay to them. Another thing that, I thought was real neat that they were working on. He had talked that NASA had been, they wanted to help the astronauts that were in the space station do something to help them relax. So they were thinking that they could get them DVD players to send up there so that they could watch movies on the space station. Which, you know, that's cool, you know. Smuggle up your porn, you know, porn in space. You know, yes, you know, I think, you know, I mean, it may not be written down, you know, but, like, that dude would know, you know, he's like, first porn in space. Oh, yeah, it, I don't know. But, anyway, back to the proton accelerator. Yeah, smoking's good, kids. At the proton accelerator, they have a chamber that simulates outer space. As far as, since it's a vacuum, and it's got protons and neutrinos and whatnot bombarding shit through. So what they would do is they went and bought, I don't know, he said, a stack of DVD players, different brands, and make models, whatnot, and put them in this chamber, and would see how long they would play. And he said, out of all the different brands, model name, but he said none of them would make it more than 15 minutes, which, boo. It's kind of depressing. So, no movies for people in the space station. But that was just kind of a neat little thing that they shared with us. If you're interested in any more information, stuff about the cyclotron facility at Indiana University, as I stumble over my tongue, there's links to it on the website in the show notes, or you can do a web search for it, whatever tickles your pickle. Also, along with pictures, I also took video. So, and I'm gonna take the video and edit it up and send it up to Buddy Droops. And if he wants, he can use it on the Infonomicon TV. which would be really cool with me, and I would really like that. So, but I've yet to edit any of the video. I've captured some of it, but my capture card's being a little punk, so I had to tweak with it. I'd like to buy another one, but yeah, I ain't got no money. So, anyway, this one I have to do. It does the job, so I'll work with it, and it'll do the job, and I'll quit whining. It'll be fine. But I'm going to edit that up all nice. I'm going to send it up to Droops. Maybe he can use it in the Infonomicon. It would be really cool. And, yeah, I'm just going to say the same thing over and over. But on the other end of the project portion this week, since we last talked, the only other thing I've really been doing other than work and a mild amount of sleep has been my current addiction, which is multiply massive online role-playing games. I've been playing EverQuest 2, a new expansion came out, and they had double XP, and it was crack-a-lackin', crack. And here, when I say crack, it's a slang term from playing EverQuest, because they say it's so addictive. It's slang for EverQuest is ever crack, so, you know, you're crack-a-lackin', crack. I would never do crack, don't want anything to do with crack. If you do crack, that's fine, but, yeah, keep it the fuck away from me. I don't want nothing to do with that shit. I smoke rocks, bitch! No. No, but after listening to the show, you might wonder, what's up with that dude? But no, so this week has been fairly dull. Let's see, I got my little Vita car up and running again. And then, like, a day after I got it up and running, I clipped a brick mailbox and ripped the back bumper off. So, I don't know, man. A lot of stupid shit going on with me. That last one was so much more dumb on my shit, but just, yeah, a lot of car problems, a lot of money going down, so I pretty much just fell away into the virtual world, and, yeah, man, I think, you know, let's go with the time heals all concept here, and, work, save up some money, and in the meantime, I cracked out while it was double XP, and all the buddies from the guild were on, and had a good time, and tried to relax and enjoy myself as much as I could, and I did quite a bit, and I had a good time, but I'm sure you're not listening to the show to hear me talk about my EverQuesting rant, so, but anyway, so that, this week's projects portion is once again fairly weak, but don't worry, we'll have some cool video, and we'll be sending that off to Droops. That'll probably be done here in the next week or so. That'll probably be top priority. I've got two boxes now, so I can play EverQuest while I work on the video. That's terrible. But yeah, hopefully we'll save up some money. My buddy is getting married this weekend, so along with the crack-a-lackin', the wedding's been competing also for a lot of my personal time, and all that shit'll be over this weekend. But yeah, so I've got to go help later on today with put up directions. Got to go, I can take what little cash I do have and go buy my tux, and I got to go drive and pick that up, and all that fun stuff. But you know, it'll be a good time. I'll get to see, you know, two old friends, you know, get married, so that's fun, and then there'll be the reception, and we'll get plenty of drunk, and that's cool, but, you know, at the same time, I've got to take off work, you know, on the weekend, and then that's when, since I work at a restaurant at the moment, and that's when I make my most money, because I work for tips, so I'm spending money to go to it, I'm also losing money, and, you know, so it just slows things down a little. So, we'll probably be diving more into the Linux as well. Also, I'm wanting to, as a wedding gift for them, I'd like to build a digital video recorder for them. Set up like maybe a Myst TV box, something like that. That would be very cool. I've got so many old boxes and components laying around. The only thing I'm really lacking here is something like a hard drive and a nice tuner card that I know will work with Myst TV and not give me any problems. So, since I get, you know, a little extra cash going here, that's going to be the next project, so I can get that out to them. So there'll be all kinds of pictures and shit of that coming up soon. So, back soon. Expect that, most definitely. And, I don't know. There's some other stuff in the works, but I have a bad habit of as Mom would say, I have too many quote-unquote irons in the fire. So I've got a lot of stuff in the works, but I don't want to promise y'all really anything until I actually get more of it done. So, probably be setting up a Linux box, which I still haven't done. Thank you, Evercrack. But, I want to get Fedora going on it. Maybe some Ubuntu. Well, not, but definitely get using it, checking it out, more active in it. Also, coming up here on the horizon very soon, almost a month exactly, I think, we're at Freaknik in Tennessee. I'm excited about that. It's not too far from my house, so, I mean, when I say not too far, I mean, we're still talking like 4 or 5 hours, but it's closer than a lot of the some of the other cons. That's a lot closer than DEF CON. Rather than that, it's a lot closer than Inner Zone, too. But, so I'm hoping that I will be able to make it to it, even though, you know, money's tight and all that. Shit, all I gotta really worry about is gas money to get to that bitch. And, you know, the admission to get in. So, from there, it's all good. So, like, I'll bring fucking crackers and ramen noodles or something. I don't know, we'll find a way. But, yeah, so if you guys are interested or whatever, yeah, definitely, if you're in the area, let's go to Freaknik. Come on, fuckers, let's go! Yeah! How about that? Yeah, you're ready to go now, ain't you? Alright. But, yeah, there'll be much drinking, I'm sure. I'll be smoking, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. Because, that's how I roll. But, yeah, I'm very excited. There's going to be a lot of good shit there. So, check it out. Go to the Freaknik website. And, yeah, seriously consider it. Maybe Freaknik's too far from your area, you know, check out some other cons. I'm definitely going to be trying to put up a links part of the website, and I definitely want to have like a cons portion, because that's one thing for me, you know, I have a hard time, where are all the cons, you know, stuff like that. So list out all the different cons, like some of the ham radio cons. Cause stuff like that's fun to go to. You can pick up a lot of old computer stuff, junk like that, really cheap. It's fun to walk around and just look at all the crud. It's not crud, but some people it is. If you got an old lady or you got a girlfriend, you bring it home to them. You got explaining to do, but you know, open up a list of, you know, different cons and gatherings, stuff like that, to go on and around and, you know, help people, you know, go to them, because it's awesome. These gatherings of like-minded individuals, just, you know, at least check out one or two a year, you know, if you can. It's just great to gather and know, hey, man, you know, you're not alone. There's other people quite a lot like you and enjoy learning quite a bunch about the same things. So, yeah, and it's kind of fun to put some names to faces, stuff like that too. So, and like I said, there'll be alcohol and good stuff. So, hey. But anyway, drift. So let's move on to the feedback portion of the show. And when everybody, please raise your hand, your right or your left, it doesn't matter. Just raise your hand and a virtual high five. Yes, buddy, because I got feedback. That's right. And I don't mean to gloat, but I got two feedbacks. Yeah. Woo! Oh! So, sorry, but, yeah, he's, look, he's all happy. He got two emails. that's pretty cool, because I'm amazed anybody will listen to it. And, yeah, it just thrills me to no end. So, with that, if I can get the Helper Ninjas once again to cue the feedback theme.
Why don't y'all just listen to what I say? Don't have to, if you don't want, you can turn away. It's just a little something. Something for me. Pin it on my thoughts. Hell, I give it to you for free. You don't have to stress to impress about the time that you should be feeling. With the chilling like a belly.
Alright, and welcome to feedback. Alright. So, our first email comes from a random listener guy. And, random listener guy, he says, love the show, man. I actually heard and really liked the pilot episode, and later felt bad for not sending you feedback telling you so. See, that's the power of the ninja, see? Like I said earlier, man, with the podcast, you get the ninjas. It's almost a ninja cast, okay? And so, ninjas have power of guilt. Ninjas have many powers, as you will learn. Anyway, so I felt bad for not sending feedback and telling you so. So here it is. I found your show through the podcast incubator. Yes, because he really likes Infonomicon as well. As you should. Infonomicon's a great show. It's Buddy Droops. Come on, Buddy Droops. Woo! Huh? And I'm very excited to see where the show will be going. As will I. I really like the angle you are taking, just talking about anything that is interesting, not just tech-related stuff. Anyway, good luck with the show, and keep it up. I might write back later if I ever think of something that could be considered constructive criticism for you. Sincerely, Random Listener Guy. Well, Random Listener Guy, let me tell you, thank you so much for your email. Yours was the first email that I've got for the show, so, yeah. Once again, hold up that hand. Yes, virtual high five, buddy. Thanks, man. I'm glad you liked the show. And, yeah, I will be keeping it up as long as, Buddy Droops will host me at the podcast incubator. Because, that's how it'll go. But, thanks for the feedback. Feel free to send any more. And, joy to hear from you. The second email is, which I got actually, like, not too long after the first one. It was weird. The only two emails I got were kind of back to back. But, yeah, this one's from Toja. T-O-J-A. He says, I really like the show. Looking at hacking and really any topic from the philosophical viewpoint of a ninja is a great idea. I would be interested to hear your take on politics. Yeah, that'll be the show with a lot of redneck cussing. That'll be the show where it's like, okay, it's no doubt, Low Tech Mystic is from the backwoods of Kentucky. Anyway, Toja goes on to say, not to be a total ass, but your speech sounds a little stiff. I would doubt I would be much better, and I'm sure you will improve. Maybe bringing on a guest host would make things sound more relaxed. It wouldn't even have to be a relevant guest. I'm a big funk fan, and I really enjoyed the music you played before your project segment. Keep the funk going. I may send more feedback as I get through more of your show. Toja. Cool. And that, Toja sent a second email later on. He said, Keller Williams! So, glad you like the Keller, Toja. Glad you like the funk. Don't worry, there'll be plenty of funk. I love music. I love good music. Yeah, there'll be plenty of good stuff for that. I totally agree with you on the speech, and you're not a total ass. Thank you for sending it back and let me know. I'm trying to be a little more relaxed and talking more. But I think in my more relaxedness, I'm saying and stuttering and drifting a lot more. But, you know, that's how we'll go. And yeah, hopefully I will improve. Thank you for your your optimism, Coach. We here at the Hidden Dojo and this Ninja Night School appreciate your optimism, and thank you kindly. But anyway, that is the feedback. So if anybody else out there in the Ninja Radio Land has any comments, questions, whatever. I'm open to any and all suggestions. And if there's anything out there that you guys, you think's neat, send it over. Maybe it's something you just know a little bit about. If I think it's interesting, man, I'm a crazy nerd. So if it's, you send me something that's kind of interesting, man. I just may spend a couple days cracking out and looking for all the information and stuff I can about it, and maybe doing a little segment on the show about it. So I may not have a lot of money or shit like that at the moment, but Lord knows I got a lot of free time. So hey man, you guys can help me fill it with stuff to do. Yeah, that's cool. And maybe I can tear myself away from EverQuest. But we've got a nice show's running a little over an hour here, so it's a good long show. I guess we're gonna close it up though. Once again, check out the website for pictures of the Cyclotron facility. Check out Jason Kroll. There'll be links on the show notes. He's a great guy. And hope to see you at Freaknik if it's in the area. Who knows who you'll see there? It'd be great to see. Hopefully, Buddy Droops will be there. And whatever. But I'm gonna get out of here because I have to go decorate for a fucking wedding. So we can go and get drunk, buddy. And I gotta go pick up my tux too. I have to be quasi productive on my day off. And normally it's all day crack fest. Terrible. But alright, anyway, thanks again, and until next time, be seeing you. Real fast here before we jet out though, wanna do shouts. Shouts to Droop for hosting the show. You rock. Thanks for putting out a new episode of Infonomicon TV number 6. If you guys haven't watched it yet, you guys better get over there and check it out. We got ninjas watching y'all. Shouts to Random Listener Guy and Toja. Thanks for sending an email. You're the best. Shouts again to Bitlighter. And shouts to anybody that listens. And shouts to anybody that's going to Freaknik. Oh! Motherfuckers! Yeah, I gotta quit doing that, man. I'm gonna get all kinds of feedback. Quit yelling. God damn. But, we're gonna do closing music. We're gonna use, Ben Harper song called I Can Change the World with My Own Two Hands. It's a live recording from 6/22/2002 at the Bonnaroo Music Festival. So, cool. I hope you guys enjoy and expect another radio show here for too long. So, cool, man. Thanks for listening. And I'll have, once again, my ninja assistants to assist me. And please, ninja assistants, cue up the closing music. I can change the world.
Now with our own, two.